They called it the cleansing hour, said it was sacred, merciful, but mercy doesn't choke you to death. I watched them fall, 32 lives snuffed out by the gas I once swore I'd never create. I stood there with a mask in my pocket and blood on my soul. And when the air cleared, they didn't punish me. They promoted me. Because when you breathe in that kind of silence, you learn that survival sometimes wears a chain, and sometimes it kills for you. If you haven't already, make sure to follow us and tap the notification bell. We drop new content every day. Stay tuned so you never miss a story.
Chapter 4, The Cleansing Hour. They called it the Hour of Ascension. The leaders whispered it with trembling reverence, like a prophecy long awaited, now breathing through our lungs. But among the keepers, it was spoken of more plainly, the cleansing hour. And I knew without needing to ask that it meant death. Not metaphorical, not spiritual, real, inhaled, swift, silent. I was woken in the middle of the night by a low chime echoing through the halls. The lights were dimmed to a deep golden hue. I remember the smell of incense so thick it clung to my tongue. Everyone in the dormitory rose without speaking, like puppets responding to an invisible tug. I followed. Of course I did, even though every fiber of my body screamed to turn back. In the underground assembly room, converted from a former sewage tunnel, the air was thick with anticipation and dust. We sat in rows, silent, staring at a long altar made of steel and concrete. At its center sat a timer, 59 seconds, ticking down in red. A glass cylinder stood beside it, sealed with brass fittings, inside a clear bag of something colorless. Sarin, I didn't need to ask. I knew the chemical signature. I could smell the phantom of it even before it was released. Noriko approached with a vial in one hand and a child in the other. The girl couldn't have been more than 8, dressed in white. Her eyes were dull, blank, conditioned. I wanted to scream, but the chain around my neck felt tighter than ever. Asahara stepped forward, his robes trailing across the damp concrete like rot made visible. His voice was soft but steady. Tokyo is diseased. Its people feed on lies, lust, and materialism. Tonight we give them a gift, a cleansing. He turned to the girl. And you, little light, will open the gate. The vial was passed to her. I thought her hands would shake. They didn't. She inserted it into the control valve. The timer began to flash. 5 seconds. For seconds. And for a breathless moment, I believed this was a test. A ritual. Theater. But then, the chamber hissed. The first thing I noticed was the silence. No screams. No gasps. Just bodies slumping. Slowly. Elegantly. As if the air had simply decided to let them go. I didn't move. Couldn't. Because I had been issued a mask. The only one. It was inside my pocket, slipped there earlier by Noriko with a nod and a whisper. You're not meant to ascend yet. So I watched. Watched as the girl collapsed first, her face barely registering surprise. Watched as the followers I had prayed beside and bled beside simply stopped being. By the time the cleansing chamber was cleared, 32 were dead. And I was promoted. Back in the lab, I was given access to the final logistics. Maps of subway lines. Train schedules. Deployment teams. We don't need you to synthesize anymore, a senior chemist said. You've done enough. Now we need your eyes. I wanted to scream that I couldn't, that I wouldn't. But then I saw the surveillance footage of Daisuke, bound, gagged, weeping in some hidden corner of the compound. And I understood, this wasn't a belief anymore. It was blackmail. The chain wasn't symbolic. It was leverage. That night, I found myself alone with the subway maps. Red lines marked the Chiyoda line, the same line I used to ride, the same line where I once stood unnoticed, clutching a briefcase and wondering if my life had meaning. And now, I would help fill it with death. I stared at my reflection in the lab's tinted glass for hours. The face that looked back wasn't mine. She looked like me, but her eyes, they were hollow, hungry, hunted. She wore the chain like jewelry. She would survive this, even if it meant killing what little remained inside her.